Okay, welcome back to part two from our last episode, another episode of The Tea. So glad you're here. Where we left off before, we don't even have to get into that.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter. Now we would be like a whole nother week out from that.
Yeah.
So where do we even begin?
Okay. I don't know. What else? I only wrote down a few things.
Yeah, we kind of like erased all the notes that we had had.
Because it was just not relevant at this point.
It didn't make any sense. And I don't even know what is relevant. The only thing I know is that now at this point, the Olympics would be over. I think today's like the last day.
I don't know. I haven't.
One more day.
The only thing I've watched of the Olympics is all the very many clips of like the opening ceremony. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, me and Kinley were at the Mexican restaurant and they had it on the TV. And I watched a few seconds of that.
What was on the TV yesterday?
It was like indoor cycling, which I didn't understand. And I wasn't sure.
Okay.
I would need to Google what they were doing there.
Uh-huh.
I didn't understand that.
Okay.
And women's pole vaulting.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what was on there.
We watched a little bit just like on YouTube from the gymnastics.
Yeah. I saw like. What's her name?
Which one?
Simone? The one. Simone Biles. Yeah. Her name slipped my mom.
Yeah.
I watched like her routines on the internet.
Yeah.
And that was really about.
We watched that today.
Yeah. How did you feel about it?
Avi inspired.
Yeah. Is she going to do gymnastics?
I think she wants to. I don't know where we're going to put her. Part of me, like, I love with the class that she had taken, that one gym, but it's so far away. And at this young age, yes, like, I do want to, like, put emphasis on things. But I'm like, I do not want to travel almost an hour to take her. I know it's only one day a week, but still.
Yeah.
So trying to do some research on that.
Yeah.
Figure that out. No idea. But yeah, she does want to do it. And then because in that one floor routine, she starts out with the are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Like beginning. And so then Avi went and got her little play mat.
Yeah. Yeah. She was ready for it.
Yeah. And we played that over and over.
We've done that. Been there, done that.
She was doing the, you know, ow, I hurt my collarbone. I hurt myself. I don't know how. I've been down for 3 days. I need to go to the chiropractor.
You should.
I'm down. Like, I don't know what is wrong. I'm like bone on bone over here. I don't know what I did.
Probably just pulled a muscle.
It just happened. And I'm like, that's aggressive. That's an aggressive injury to be getting.
I don't know. Maybe you need like an x-ray.
Probably.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, I think I need to get into a chiropractor. But all to say, I did watch that. And that's kind of all. And just any kind of like drums.
Yeah. So you didn't boycott the Olympics, in other words.
I didn't boycott it.
Yeah.
But I really didn't like put my life into it either.
No, honestly, I probably watched it more because of all the drums than I would have had there not been any. So the Olympics is the absolute furthest thing from my stratosphere of thinking. Like, I'm just not, like, some people, like, they love it, all up into it. I'm not that girl.
I think that it's like incredible just like how athletic these people are.
Yes, of course. How
great they are at their.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not like, oh, I wonder who's going to be on the Olympic team this year.
No, I don't even know. I mean, like, I would only know of Simone Biles. Like, in no shade to anybody else. I just don't. I am not.
Educated.
I'm not educated. I don't know what's happening.
You're not doing the research.
I'm not doing my research. I'm not watching the things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Speaking of research, I ran into somebody at the Walmart and it got brought up about the Jason Aldean clip.
Okay.
And about how we didn't know the name of his wife.
Right.
So then we did research that.
But yes. Jessica.
Her name's Jessica.
Jessica. And we love Jessica.
Yeah.
And we have nothing but the utmost respect for Jessica. She's married now. I hope she's thriving.
Yeah. We really went down a rabbit hole.
We did.
The research and development. Like, that should have been a podcast.
Just on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They were high school sweethearts and they tried to make it work. They even went to the ACM Awards in November.
Yeah.
After it happened. But, you know, by April, they were filed for divorce.
Yeah.
This was.
And,
like 13 years ago, but
yes, and so like it's whatever,
but it's new for us.
Yeah, and I feel like it's new for a lot of people because there were some people that commented on the TikTok like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know.
Yeah, because I think people just love his new wife so much and like they're, you know, they're very much on social media and like.
So they wouldn't even know that he was with anybody else before.
Right, exactly.
And apparently, according to her, her in her like, what's it called? Article.
Yeah.
She said that she didn't know that he was married.
Yeah. So basically Brittany, I don't know what her name was before, but Brittany.
Yeah.
His current Aldine, which is not their real name. It's actually Williams. And it's not even Aldine. It's it might be Aldine, but it's spelled A-L-D-I-N-E.
And they changed it
to Aldine. And that's not his name. It's actually Williams.
It's like Aldon?
Alden?
Alden.
I have no idea. The moral of the story is they're frauds. They're liars. And it's on brand. They're liars. And so Brittany.
Bless.
Aldine Williams. She, after like the whole scandal went down, the cheating scandal on TMZ, because we went through all the TMZ articles, she was like, I didn't even know he was married. She said she didn't know he was married, but then went on to be like, it was a lapse in judgment, but like, you didn't know he was married. It was a
contradictory statement.
Yeah, like, she for sure knew he was married.
She knew who he was.
She knew she knew. And
the rise of his career.
Also, how can you say that it was like, and then Jason was like, how big of a mistake it was and whatnot. And then now they're married.
Right.
So it's giving you didn't think it was that big of a mistake.
Yeah.
And it is what it is, but it was many moons ago, but it's new to us and we really did a deep dive on it. And like, justice for Jessica.
Yeah. And I imagine that like, they definitely kept their communication going because I'm sure that Jessica saw that and that's why they were able to work through it, because he probably kept communicating with her or she kept, you know, like vice versa. Yeah. And so like, it wasn't just a one-time thing. And also, who's to say that he didn't meet her there, like that they may have known each other, like met, I don't know. That's conspiracy.
Conspiracy. So they didn't just meet that day and start making out at the club. I mean, I guess it's possible. Okay, it's possible. But like,
it could happen. And then you could get married. Like, it can happen.
Yeah. It's a puzzling circumstance.
Yeah.
But the moral of the story is,
like, her name is Jessica.
And her name is Jessica.
We researched it for you.
Justice for Jessica. I hope she is well. Yeah. She's getting a fat alimony check.
Send this to Jessica.
Yeah, tag Jessica. We love her. And yeah, wherever she is, I hope she is very, very well and making like so much money off of him. And I hope Brittany hates every minute of having to pay her child support. And that's that.
Fun.
That was fun. We love them. That story. Anyway, the Olympics.
The Olympics.
Yeah, yeah. How did you feel about the Olympics situation?
Which one?
The one where everybody was like all up in arms about the drag queens playing out The Last Supper.
The opening ceremony.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the conspiracy, like the drama.
Yeah. So I don't know, because I saw both sides. When I originally saw it, I was like so saddened because I saw it like from a video of a Christian that was being like, this is, you know, what's happening.
Yeah.
Or like them mocking Jesus and things like that. Mm-hmm. So originally I was like, oh man, like this is terrible. This is so sad. But then after like seeing other videos, I'm really confused. I don't really know what's what, because then it was kind of like, this is like a traditional thing that they would do, like a traditional, what's it called? Like festival or something.
Yeah. Yeah, there were people saying that. They did, I believe.
I didn't understand why they had like, okay, this is going to sound so mean.
Okay.
I mean, it was weird.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
The whole thing was weird.
It was so, like, in my opinion, like, I would not want my child to see this.
Oh, it was, the whole thing was weird.
It was so, like, inappropriate.
Forget about the drag queens. Like, the whole deal. Everything that was happening.
Yeah. It was so,
like, I was, like, pretty much naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see that. Nobody wanted to see that. And that was super weird. There was like a young girl at the table, or a young child, like amongst like all the grown-ups. I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
Like there's all these grown-ups like kind of being weird.
Yeah.
And then there's this one child.
Yeah.
Like, why did they put the child in there?
I don't know.
And then you have the blue man.
The blue man.
And there's a child.
Yeah.
I mean, there was children probably watching this all over the world.
Of course.
Like, you know,
I did see, and this could be like not true, but I did see, I saw several people like reposting this, but I believe, and I'm saying it could not be true. Anything I say could not be true. Allegedly, that the Olympics, they like did the France, Paris. Paris is the city.
Yeah.
France is the country.
Yeah. Okay.
Whoever is in charge of that came out with a statement saying it was, in fact, meant to be portray the Last Supper.
Really?
Allegedly. I did see that, but I saw that in like multiple places. So that could be totally false.
Yeah.
Or it could be true. I don't know.
Honestly, I think either way, it was disturbing.
Either way, it was disturbing.
It's like, why is this
what we're doing?
Why is this what we're doing?
Yeah. Why is this what we're doing?
If I were an athlete that had worked this hard to be here for this.
And this is what we're doing?
I would be so upset.
Yeah, but I think it's important. There were a lot of people really like upset about it. And I think it's okay to be upset about it if it offends you. And like you feel like it's offensive to your religion and whatever, like, of course. But I think it is important to remember that not everybody has the same beliefs as everybody else. And not everybody has the same convictions. And I think that it's just important to remember that.
I think that it's hard.
And being respectful of like one person might think this is art. One person might think that this is offensive, and just being respectful of other people's, because we're all living in our own realities.
Yes. I think that what's difficult about this situation is that it is a very public event that only comes around every 4 years. So I think that
like this is what we're doing.
I think that people were like,
of all the things you could have done.
Right.
Yeah.
There's so many things you could have done.
Yeah. But just being devil's advocate for a moment, assuming Leonardo da Vinci was. Let's do a quick Google on that. Because if he's not, then okay, then it's just messed up. But had he been, right, that's da Vinci, right?
The last.
Okay.
He did the painting?
Yeah. The painting. The Last Supper, Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Not Leonardo. Well, I was spelling it out. Like, Italy.
Okay.
Is that France? It is Italy? Oh my God. Italy's not France, right? Italy is its own country? So he's not Italian, or he's not French.
So this is blasphemy.
Okay. In that case, why?
Like, whatever, like, we will.
Okay, wait. Okay, wait. Okay. The girl who had her head cut off, Marie Antoinette.
Yeah.
Was she French? Marie. Yes, she was the Queen of France. So that tracks.
Okay.
We're tracking. We're dissecting this together.
Yeah.
She was
so glad you're here.
I still don't know why we needed her head cut off and like the person singing with her cut off head.
Yeah.
But she was in fact French. So that is their prerogative.
Yeah.
Okay. Leonardo da Vinci was Italian.
Okay.
Allegedly, according to this. Why did he need to be honored in that? You think?
I don't know why they thought to do any of the things that they did. I think that they really should have maybe brought in like a correspondent on that.
So, okay.
So, I think we all want answers.
I have more questions now. Because I need to know
whose idea was this?
Yeah. If that were true. Now, if it were the other thing that they were saying was like a Greek thing, I can see how that was like a Greek thing. And like the Olympics are Greek. Right?
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Greece. Greek. Yeah? Right?
Yeah.
What class was that I didn't take in school? History?
Oh my God.
Well, it's supposed to be geographic.
Yeah.
Geography?
Yeah.
Either way.
We don't know where anything is. Except for when Taylor Swift is there.
Did you hear about how they had to cancel the Taylor Swift concert because of terrorist attack.
I didn't hear that. I heard that
Taylor Swift.
I heard about that one thing where the art class, the dance class, I'm sorry, the dance class. I didn't know that they canceled a concert.
Hang on. Let me find the thing. The like announcement. Taylor. This was on. Taylor Nation. Huh. I don't see it anymore.
Hmm.
And they haven't posted. Taylor Swift, what would I type in for that? Canceled show.
Yeah, I didn't see anything about it.
Maybe.
But I haven't.
Okay, yeah, yeah, okay. Taylor Swift shows in Vienna canceled over alleged planned terrorist attack. So they canceled. Organizers have canceled 3 Taylor Swift concerts in Austria after authorities said they foiled a terror attack planned for the Vienna leg of the Blockbuster Eras tour. With confirmation of from government officials of a planned terrorist attack at Ernest Happel Stadium, we have no choice but to cancel 3 scheduled shows for everyone's safety. Wow. For the one person in this world that brings people together.
Yeah. Sucks.
Yeah.
That's so sad for all those people.
So sad for the Austrian fans and all the people who had tickets to go to Austria.
So I wonder how, like, they were just tipped off about it.
I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know. I don't either, but that's all I know about
people
that.
People suck.
Yeah.
Some people.
We can't even go to Taylor Swift. And that's rude. And, like, what is going to be there? Like, millennial women and under?
Yeah.
What did they ever do to you?
Yeah. Like, I wonder, like, were they after Taylor?
Well, if they were planning, maybe they were just like knew that there was going to be a large mass group of people together at one time.
They're just like, let's just blow a bunch of people up.
Yeah. Like, what if we just blew this up? Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that's so sad.
But
now they're not.
And now they can. But what keeps them from doing it at a different one?
I guess nothing. That's scary.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, what the security looks like for, like, a show like that, like a big show.
Because at the end of the day, Donald Trump can get shot. Anyone could get shot.
Yeah.
Like, what keeps, like, performers like that safe? Because he even had the Secret Service.
Yeah.
Which clearly were Secret Servicing on a different team.
Yeah.
But they were not on the same. They were not on the same team.
Yeah.
Those people.
No, for sure. They were on the same team. No, I'm not even going to say it. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I can't say that.
Okay.
I did say it to someone, but I can't say it right now.
Which obviously that's conspiracy. And we're not conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you've made it to 2024... and you're not a conspiracy theorist of some kind, even just a little bit.
Yeah.
You're just quite literally in a hole somewhere.
Yeah. No, for sure.
You're not paying attention. You could not be paying attention and still.
And like also with that conspiracy, like so many things happen within that week, like within politics, like
that. That right. Was,
like at the same time.
Yeah.
Joe Biden is gone. Where'd Joe go?
And then like nobody saw him for like a long time. And then when they did see him again, he came back like a foot taller. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah.
And then it was just kind of like, okay, never mind. Like he's not running anymore.
Yeah.
It just was like so many things happened at one time.
Do you think Joe Biden's dead? There's like a whole conspiracy that Joe Biden's dead.
Well, whenever he did that debate, like.
He was dead then.
Honestly, like, I was like, he can't be alive. Like,
they definitely set him up.
Like, they definitely, because they were like, they really advocate. They were saying that, like, they advocated to have that debate.
Yeah. Clearly.
And it's almost, because then what was happening after that, the whole narrative was, is that, well, now Biden supporters have no like trust that he can lead the country. We're like,
we knew that.
I don't want to get into it because I don't want to get into politics.
Yeah, we're not like political.
It's just kind of like,
yeah, what, not to get political.
Funny thing to say now.
Yeah.
LOL. So, but then
where have you been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we were all there.
We were all there. It was rare.
The rest of us were there 4 years ago. But basically that was kind of like after that debate, that's kind of what everybody was saying.
Yeah.
As they were like dissecting the.
Yeah. Like he's not okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then.
Trump gets shot.
And then the same week,
Biden's not running for president anymore.
Where's Biden now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like the weirdest week.
Yeah. Like you think you would like address the nation.
At least.
Yeah. You're not just going to make a Facebook post. Who's posting for him on Facebook? Like.
Not afford our groceries and you
yeah.
like at least just you owe us a little bit of something.
I feel like his team was like, what if we just put this on Instagram? He would never know.
Yeah.
Like I think he probably doesn't even know.
Like
if he's even breathing somewhere.
No, I mean he's definitely not like on here. He's not tweeting.
No.
He probably doesn't even have an iPhone. He probably is not even comfortable using an iPhone. Do you think?
No.
And for sure, you definitely can't use Android. Those things.
No, it takes a literal rocket scientist. And we all know that rocket scientists aren't doing the most right now anyway. Those people are still lost in space.
Like, what are we doing collectively as a country? I need to know. I need to know. Like, who's running this right now?
They're literal rocket scientists are like, we don't know. We actually don't know. What to do right now.
It's not like giving. I have no confidence.
It's not looking good. And I'm not shocked, but I don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, do you know that a tub, like a small tub of Philadelphia cream cheese costs $7?
I did not know that because I do not eat cream cheese, but I do know that you can buy a block of cream cheese, the Great Value brand,
yeah,
for like $1.30.
Okay, so we buy the tubs, which this week,
well, maybe you need to be more economical.
Yeah, well, don't worry, I
buy the bar.
Oh, don't worry, I did. Okay, the bar's now $3.
Well, this was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
Great Value.
I was just there on Sunday.
Great Value.
Great Value. It's in my fridge.
The block.
Yes.
I just bought one like not that long ago.
Okay, well, I just bought one on Sunday.
I have the receipt to prove it.
And anyways, I told Caleb to get some cream cheese and he comes back and he was like, do you know $7? And I was like, freaking take it back, we're getting Great Value. So he goes back and he comes back and Great Value doesn't come in a tub.
Yeah, it just comes in the
annoying. So I guess you have to put it in your own tub when you get home.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he got the block and I was like, how much is that? He said it was $3.
I think he lied. Because I think it's not.
Well, I have a receipt. I'll look at it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's enough about the economy.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't know that's how much it costs.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll move past that. Okay. What else was on the notes?
That was it.
Okay. Okay. So now we're just like freelancing.
Yeah.
Freelance talking. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm making a comeback on my business page.
Oh, I have noticed.
Okay.
I've been trying to hype you up.
Okay,
have you noticed that?
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm finally posting again.
Good.
Am I rising up? Okay.
Yeah, I just got a whiff.
Of what?
I bought some of that Rio de Janeiro. Is that what it's called?
No idea.
It's like the body spray that's like.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like everybody talks about it.
Yeah.
I bought some.
Okay.
It's good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Anyway, sorry. I just got a whiff. And no, I was like, okay. Is that me?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm coming back.
Good. Yeah. I noticed.
Coming back around.
Good job.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep working at that.
Yeah.
That's kind of the latest in my life.
I'm going to Tennessee.
Fun.
Yeah. I told you that. So we decided that we weren't going to, which by the time this comes out, it'll be like very much past. So yeah. I can talk all about it. But we were going to do a cabin. But then we were like, if it's just going to be the four of us. That'd be kind of silly because all the cabins are like 5 bedrooms or like could sleep 12, you know?
Yeah.
So we ended up deciding to stay at Wilderness of the Smokies.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
Nope.
We've been there before, but it's been several years ago. Basically, it's like Great Wolf Lodge, okay, but there's only one of them, and it's in Sevierville. And they have an indoor water park, but they also have a massive outdoor water park. But we haven't done the outdoor water park because the time that we went was in February.
Yeah.
So on the dates that we're going, you get the outdoor water park. It's like across the street, free with your stay.
Yeah.
So it ended up only being like, by the way, when we went to Great Wolf Lodge in February, we collectively decided that Wilderness of the Smokies is a million times better. A million. Like, everything about it is so much better. And it's half the price. Like, I bet we paid $1,500 for two nights at Great Wolf Lodge. And it was like, mm-hmm, it was like $500 for two nights. And that included your tickets.
Oh, nice.
To the outdoor water park. And then, of course, the indoor water park. And like, they have like a huge arcade and like all kinds of stuff. Anyway, so we're doing that. For Bentley's birthday extravaganza.
Fun.
Yeah. I'm excited. So, yeah, we're leaving Sunday.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, like right after church.
Cool.
I have to serve. I was going to serve at the 11:30, but I switched to the 9:45, so we'll just leave right after that.
Fun.
And we'll go do whatever we do.
Yeah.
At the Wilderness of the Smokies, so I'll let you know how that goes. I'm expecting a good time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun. No trips planned for me.
Yeah.
Actually, we did talk about going up to Hendersonville this weekend.
We may do that. Well, in defense, I did invite you.
Oh, you did. But I have to work on Monday.
Mom's not going. Did I tell you that? She decided not to go.
Oh, good.
Because they're going at the end of the month. They're going at the end of the month anyway. Okay. To the Jeep invasion.
Well, I'm glad she'll be here because I'm going to need her to help me take care of my kids.
Oh, okay. Well, good. It works out. Because she was like, darn, we just went to the beach. And then if I go with you and then I'm going to turn right back around the next week and go again.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're right. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, congratulations. Thank That'll you. Be super fun. Congrats to Bentley.
Congrats to Bentley. I think it will be really fun. And I'm excited to spend some like focus time on Bentley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Adeline's not going to be able to go because she's starting school.
Right.
Which my initial reaction to that was like to want to feel guilty. But I'm not. I'm not going to feel guilty. Because I can't help it that she's starting school.
Yeah.
Because Bentley don't start school till the end of the month. So it's, I can't help it. And Bentley deserves to get to go and do something fun for his birthday too.
Yeah. That's true.
I think it'll be good for Bentley to get some focus time. But he did want one of his little friends to go, which because like,
Things are getting dicey.
Like our pickings are slim. Mm-hmm. Like because he would have had Blake to go, but Blake's going to be starting school.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? Anyway, I won't say that. Jake, what he brought up, he was like, what if he just went and didn't go to school? And I was like, no. He's like, I think that would be fun. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then he asked about one of his little friends, but then one of his little friend is starting football for the school because they're going to middle school.
Yeah.
And so he's not going to be able to go. And so, but Jake was like, I don't understand because we are so much fun. Why do you don't need a friend when you have parents like us?
And he's right.
Yeah. I really do feel like we're so much fun.
Yeah, I don't think he needs a friend.
Like, when we were playing b-ball with the 10-year-olds at the Ocean Lakes, I did think to myself, like, we're just doing the most right now. Where are all these other parents at?
Mm-hmm.
They're getting drunk on their balcony somewhere.
Yeah.
Making TikToks. And here we are. And good for us. And not to toot our own horn, but, like, toot toot. Where's your mama at? You know? Yeah. We don't know.
They're teeny bopping.
They're teeny bopping. I don't know what they were doing. I think it's going to be fun.
When I asked Ivy what her favorite thing about the beach was, she said teeny bopping.
Yeah. They love teeny bopping.
That's her favorite thing.
They love it.
About vacation.
I didn't ask.
And so then today when we were setting up, Ivy like sat in the chair and put the headphones on and was like talking in the microphone. And she just started talking.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we were podcasting.
Yeah.
This is a podcast. And she was like, so what have you been up to?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I just got back from vacation. She's like, I just got back from vacation too. So where'd you go on vacation? She goes, I went to Myrtle Beach. And I said, oh, fun. I was like, what do you do there? And she goes, and she started naming.
Yeah.
And so she said she named that she Teeny Bops.
Yeah.
She's there. And I was like, what is that? She's like, oh, it's so fun. I think I actually have this on video.
Yeah.
She was like, people like give you things like suckers and squishies and like slinkies and like fun toys and stuff.
Yeah.
And like you give high fives.
Yeah.
Like she gave up. I think I have it on. I think that we actually did.
I love that. Were you Teeny Bopping the night that the people were going around giving out jello shots?
No.
Yeah.
I missed that night.
We got some and my dad did.
I may have turned in earlier.
Yeah.
Than everyone else.
But Jake threw him in the trash. Because he was like, you don't know.
You never.
This could be laced with fentanyl. And I was like.
He is so like on the conspiracy.
No, he is. He won't let the kids eat the candy.
Yeah. Like, I'm still eating the candy.
No. Our kids are not allowed to eat the candy. Like they get the candy and Jake's like, mm-mm. Like.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like, suckers, I think we do let them eat the suckers because he feels like, how do you penetrate a sucker?
Yeah.
But he feels like any soft candy, they could take a needle and penetrate it and lace it with drugs because everyone's out to kill our children.
Okay.
And Jake's mine. And also us.
Avi had this bag because like I still haven't cleaned my car out from vacation, mm-hmm. which is just... I can't even talk about it.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And anyways, Abby got in her seat the other day. She had this bag and I had all her like her earnings, her earnings in there.
Yeah.
And I was like, Abby, what are you doing? Like, get your buckles on. She goes, sorry, I was just looking at all the memories.
All the memories. Yeah.
Okay.
The memories. Yeah.
She has like one sucker in her hand and one in her mouth. Like
what was your favorite part of vacation?
I don't know.
Me either.
I don't know what my favorite part would be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We went to Walmart together.
We did.
That would be in the previous episode, but we were trying to figure out, if you didn't watch the last episode, we were saying that we didn't get to spend much time together, but there was one time we did go to Walmart together.
Yeah. To help get.
Because I was thinking that I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. No, that was fun.
Yeah. It's the simple thing.
That was a good little getaway.
That was.
Leaving the quarters.
Yeah.
For a bit. Without any children in the back. Which by the time we usually went anywhere with the kids, they fell asleep within like 2 seconds. Of going anywhere. I was really nervous about like going out to eat and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that actually ended up being okay.
Yeah, it really wasn't bad.
Yeah,
we were like freaking out about it and it was fine.
It can be, but it wasn't. It worked out every time.
Yeah.
Even the times that it was like really long.
Yeah.
I was still really
That's where proud. It gets you.
Yeah.
That's when it's so long.
It's like, we don't have time. Like, you have to wrap this up.
Yeah. We cannot be waiting an hour for food.
Like, did you see the 1-year-old?
Yeah. Here? I know. That's so annoying.
Yeah.
Which that's anywhere. Anything that this is taking too long. Like, you can't be in that situation. No.
So that actually worked out way better than I thought it was going to.
Good.
Yeah. And I brought my camera and I brought my computer.
Yeah.
And I didn't use either. Well, I did for 1 minute, like just for a few minutes one night.
Yeah.
I did work for a minute. But because that was something I talked to my therapist about was trying to
unclench. Yeah. That's good. I mean, for lack of better terminology. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was able to basically, but also though, by the time that I would have had time, because I thought once Noah goes to bed,
yeah,
I'm going to be by myself. And what am I going to do? And she went to bed so late every night. And by the time she went to sleep, I literally couldn't hold my eyes open. I was so worn out.
Yeah.
So I never actually accomplished anything.
I had to work briefly in the evenings and it was so late, and I actually did end up making a mistake that I caught, luckily. But we were trying to go through everything after we got home on Sunday, and like the math wasn't mathing, and I had made a mistake, but we fixed it before I sent it in, so it was fine. But I was like, this is why.
Mm-hmm.
You can't try to like do numbers when I'm fully functioning, like I'm running on all cylinders. So let's do numbers after we have been like doing all the things all day, all the kids in the bed.
Yes.
And now it's like midnight.
Way too late.
And now we're doing numbers now?
Yeah.
No. So we learned that lesson.
No, I was so tired every night. I went to bed with like a almost migraine.
Yeah.
Every single night. I was like, I have to close my eyes or I will not make it.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So yeah, overall good. There was like no knockdown dragouts.
No.
So that was good.
Not even really with the kids. Just like some mild, but that's to be expected.
Yeah.
With preteens on your vacay.
Yeah.
But just very mild. Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure nobody cried.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I was telling somebody about that yesterday because they were talking about, like, their friend was staying in a house and, like, the bed situation, like, with their kids and stuff was just, like, not working. It was basically, like, all four of the family, like, the kids and the parents were all having to be in the same bed. And I've been in that situation. Like, I know what that's like.
Yeah.
And that doesn't, like, make for good camaraderie within the home.
Right.
And so I was kind of talking about that of like my experiences, like being in houses.
Yeah.
And that we had a really good one.
We did.
This time.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever owns that house.
I think Ocean Lakes.
Shout out house.
It's Ocean Lakes. Shout out to Ocean Lakes.
Yeah. Because we too, also even like in other houses, they were definitely not even near as good. But like some of the owners are crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that one lady.
Miss Quisenberry.
Yeah.
It's not her real name.
No.
That's what we call her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is funny because that was the name of my neighbor.
Okay. And yeah. Maybe that's how we got that name. Yeah. Oh, okay. 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 I never knew where it came from.
Yeah. That's where it came from.
Okay.
And so, yeah. Yeah. Overall, good experience. It matters.
It does. Good home layout, really.
Especially if you're going to have like that many families in a house.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if everybody does that.
Everybody really needs a place. Like, everybody must have a place.
Yeah, you need quarters.
Yeah. And big beds.
Yes.
Big beds are so important. Don't have a small bed.
No.
I honestly, but here's the problem, is now going back to the queen bed.
How do you feel?
Mm-mm.
How did?
I can't do it. So I had a king bed on the vacay, and then we're back in a queen bed at mom's. And I will be...
I can't think that that's a queen bed.
No, it's like a full.
That's not a queen bed.
It's so small.
I'm telling you, it's not.
It's like, gotta be.
It is not a queen.
It's small. It's really small.
Queen sheets fit that bed?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a queen.
It's a conspiracy.
It is.
Okay. I will say it is really small. It's like a princess bed, made worse by the fact that it has a footboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
You cannot be
this or
high,
no,
and have a footboard.
No.
Okay, so that's already like bad. So now it's just so much more uncomfortable since we've been back.
I'm so sorry.
Like, I literally can't, like, I hate it. It's
I'm so
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What should have been done immediately when we moved in with mom is have that bed taken down and put a king bed in.
Yeah.
And why we didn't do that, I don't know.
I don't know either.
But now we're a year in. So it's
like way too close now to like make such a big adjustment.
Yeah.
And like,
but is it? We don't know.
I mean, we've already ruffled so many feathers. Like, do we ruffle another one? Like, I don't know. Honestly, here's what I would say. If they can give you a timeline of just how much longer it's going to be, It might make sense for you to put a king bed in there. Seriously.
I feel like if it would be over a month.
Sleep is so, yes. If it's over a month.
Because right now, especially, typically one of us is always getting in Kenley's bed, but not every night. But now one of us is getting in there every night because we cannot all be together in that bed.
Yeah, no.
We cannot all be together in that bed. I don't even want, like, being just me and Jake together in that bed. It's like a lot of people in the bed.
Yeah, and it's so tough because of, like, your living quarters, like, you are all together, essentially.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, so easy for Kenley to just get in your bed. It's, like, way too easy of a task. And I would definitely, I don't know why you haven't done that yet.
It's too late, I fear. I think it's too late.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. It's just something we're working through. And by that, I mean dealing with until it's over. When that's going to be, we don't know.
Yeah.
I really hope soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. GTG.
Yeah.
Got to go. So that's that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It'll be fine. It's so hopefully close.
Well, yeah, maybe by the next time we chat on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so. Please, God.
So much closer. Like, you'll be move-in ready.
And I got some other good news.
Okay. Good news.
In regards to the home.
Okay.
I talked to my, like, I don't know what you call them. Loan officer? I guess you call them. Okay. I called her yesterday just out of curiosity.
Interest rates are coming down.
Interest rates are coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I've heard two things. I've heard they were supposed to come down and they really didn't come down at all.
Okay.
And then I've heard people say that they did come down. Okay. So I didn't know. I had not spoken to a professional.
Okay.
They did come down.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's going to save me like $500 to $600 a month. Yeah. A month. So good. We were locked in because, like, everybody knows we're in 2024. So I don't care to say we were locked in at 8.1%, which is not good.
No.
Not good. But that was in... I guess we signed for our loan in December. So December 2023.
Yeah.
We got, that was what it was. And now it's at 6.5. And she said it could come down even more in another month. Yeah. So I'm so excited. Now you're ready to sell your house and buy a home?
No. I was going to say, hot take, you know, like, I know it sucks, but maybe the Lord's just kind of working that out for you.
And maybe. And no matter what he is.
Yes.
No matter what.
8.1, 6.5, 6.3.
There's a reason for the season.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And we won't discover that until later. Because like the Bible says, like, you don't know what I'm doing, but later you'll understand. And like, this is a situation I feel like later I'll understand. Right now, I do not.
Mm-hmm.
But hindsight's 2020 and we'll figure it out. But that was good news. I was like, Peggy, thank you so much.
That is such good news.
Love Peggy. Shout out Peggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe like even in another month or whenever you close, then it'll be even lower.
She said she feels like it will be, but she said she feels like it'll be at least 6.5, which is like
so much better than 8.1.
Yes. So much better than 8.1. I mean, that's a lot of
points.
So many points. Yeah. So many points.
I love to hear that. Well, that was part two.
Yeah. P2.
That'll get us through until
school starts.
And then we'll be back. On more of a regular basis.
Yes.
Back in routine.
It's been hard.
Yeah.
It's been a struggle.
And I think that the people know that.
Yeah. And that's fine. Because also, I feel like our listeners are probably not in a routine either.
Yeah. I think everybody's in a routine. But I do think, though, this is the only thing I will say, is that our listeners do, as we do, like to listen to podcasts. Like, I know it's going to come out on this day.
Yes.
And that's kind of what I've heard is like, I usually listen to this on my way home from work, or I usually listen to this on my way to work.
Yeah. So sorry, guys.
Yeah.
We've just been out here just doing summer things, and we can do a summer recap.
Yeah.
When it's over. It's been a very eventful summer, jam-packed, and it's just continuing to continue.
Well, I think even like without the activities, I think just the... Like, you could do no activities.
You could be at home all day and...
Yeah. I think it's just kind of like finding that quiet time to be able to do this.
Right. And there's not.
This is like not a group activity.
No. And there just hasn't really been a lot of time allotted. Because really, there would only be like every other week available anyway. Mm-hmm. Because it just would not happen at all when I have all the children.
Yeah.
Like, that would just not be in the cards at all whatsoever. And so you're down to like, okay, every other week. Then it's like... It's just hard out here. It's hard out here. But we're gonna be back to like regularly scheduled schedules in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So get excited.
Get pumped up.
Get pumped for all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell a friend, like, subscribe,
comment.
Actually, like, I mean, I think it's all because of that one video on YouTube.
And that's okay.
But we are getting up there.
Yeah.
In YouTube.
We're coming back.
And the subscribers, it's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, follow,
comments, rate, review, tell us how much you love our feet.
Maybe drop some things that you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, we really could use suggestions. I mean,
yeah,
I'm talking about pop culture and whatever is going on, but sometimes, like, I feel like the past two recordings, like, we were kind of like, what are we going to talk about?
Right.
That's tough. That's a tough place to be. So,
yeah. Well, we've been really disconnected because we were like on vacation and we were doing the thing. So it's really hard to be like, we're not just out here other than you watching Bridgerton. We're not out here like really plugged in.
Yeah.
But it, don't worry. We'll be out here starting the cheer and the soccer, and
we'll be getting plugged in.
All that. We'll be getting plugged in really, really soon. And hopefully when people see the last episode, they'll start inviting me to things. So I'll be more plugged in.
Yeah.
And then I'll have more things to talk about.
Yeah.
Because I'll be plugged into things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was so good.
I know. So exciting. Okay.
All right. Love you guys.
Love ya.
Bye.
Bye.